For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Welcome, radio friends. This is Monday. It's May the 7th, and we've got three wonderful guests here today. Let's start, first of all, with Kelly Smith, River City Habitat for Humanity. Welcome back to Radio Friends.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
What do we want to get across about River City Habitat for Humanity?
Well, we have a lot of builds going on in Jefferson City right now. We have nine habitat houses under construction in
nine?
Jefferson City. Yeah. And last year this time we had three. So we've really had a lot of growth, and we need people to come out and help and support us and make donations so we can continue the ministry.
Now, how do you deal with nine houses going up at they're all going up at the same time?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you're running between each house?
Well, I'm the executive director in the office. I'm the only full-time staff for Habitat.
Okay.
So I'm a juggler is what I would say. Mm-hmm. I just try to keep all the balls in the air. That's what I try to do.
So you are looking for people who can volunteer some time to help with building the houses?
People to volunteer to help build, and we need people to volunteer to help with family selection and support. We partner all of our families with a mentor, and because we have so many families now, we need volunteers to help with that, and we need contributions to help fund the builds.
Yeah. So with nine houses going, will they all be done about the same time, or will it be stages?
We're going to be dedicating one on Monday, May the 21st.
Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks from now.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to be dedicating two more in June.
Okay.
So we're kind of rolling them out.
Staggering them.
But as we finish, we're also starting new builds as well. So
you're going to have more than nine this year then?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if people want to help out or if people want more information on this, what can they do?
The easiest thing is to go to rivercityhabitat.org. And that has information about volunteering and where we're building and all of that.
Okay. It's River City Habitat, www.rivercityhabitat.org.
Right.
And is there a phone number if they want to call?
Sure. It's 573-635-8439.
Okay. Kelly Smith, thank you so much
for coming back.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
And
continued success. And you're going to those houses and you're putting nails in yourself too, aren't you?
Well, they don't let me touch hammers, but I like to take pictures while they do it.
All right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Now we turn to a couple of nice people who are with us today. They are both teachers, mm-hmm. and of course, teachers are the backbone of our community.
That's right.
The backbone of any city mm-hmm. or state. The backbone of our country. How do you like that for an introduction?
I love that. You make a bumper sticker. It's great.
You really are special people. I've got Jennifer Black Cohn, and mm-hmm. we've known each other for
forever.
27, mm-hmm. 30, 40, 50 years.
Yes.
Good to have you
Good
on radio,
Good
friend.
Good to see you.
And then April Brown. And April, you've been in Columbia for about 8 years. Mm-hmm. You've been a teacher for 4 years.
Right.
And the reason they're both here today is because today is the start mm-hmm. of Teacher Appreciation Week.
Yes.
Now, I appreciate you. I appreciate you for what you're doing. And I can remember back when I was in school, I so loved my teachers, especially in grade school. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a big thing if you could invite your teacher over for dinner one mm-hmm. night. But so what's going on with Teacher Appreciation Week?
Sure. Well, our association, Columbia, Missouri, NEA, is going to be sending out cookies and other prizes to our teachers so they can mm-hmm. have a special gift that week. And then we have other things going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teacher Appreciation Week is nationwide.
Right.
But in the Columbia Public Schools, we get spoiled very well by PTA and by other teachers and mm-hmm. by other organizations. And as it's so wonderful this time of year because we've come back from spring break and the kids don't want to work anymore, but we still have until May 24th. And so this is a high stress
time. This is early, but you're getting out early this year.
Yes, we are. Thank goodness. But it's a high stress time for teachers because we've got a lot of MAP testing and EOCs and things trying to get seniors to graduate. And so this seems to come at a perfect time that parents and other associations can tell teachers what a wonderful job that you're doing.
What do the kids do? Do the kids do anything special for Teachers Appreciation Week?
In elementary school, yes, because the parents are paying attention. By the time you get to those upper grades, but there's always...
Do the kids know that this is teaching?
No, but every once in a while, there'll be some students that will do something for you. But usually that doesn't happen in this week. They do it throughout the year.
So you mean the kids do not realize that Mm-mm. today is the start of Teacher No. Appreciation Week?
Did you miss the point about after spring break, they're done? They're not paying attention to anything, okay? Not even Teacher Appreciation Week.
They're not paying attention. Any of the schoolwork?
No.
All right. So it runs from Monday through
Friday
of mm-hmm. this week. The highlight for you is what?
Well, the highlight as far as our organization with NEA is that we're going to be able to give out special bags to our NEA members, which we have over 600 in the district, which is a lot of certificated yeah. staff. And so we get to tell them how much we appreciate them as members for NEA, but also how much we appreciate them as teachers in mm-hmm. for our students, for the beautiful kids in Columbia, Missouri, and also the work that they do for our district, because Columbia yeah. has an amazing school district.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. April, what do you want to add?
I really like seeing our PTAs out in our schools. Mm-hmm. It really gives us an extra chance to thank the parents that are involved mm-hmm. for really spending time on teachers and spending
time. Do you find that, maybe this is a question for Jennifer, since you've been a teacher for 27 years. Has the involvement of the parents changed over the years? Are they more involved or less involved?
I think it depends upon that area of town. I mean, there's an ebb and flow. Schools will always have parents that will come to the aid and they volunteers. We always have so many volunteers. There'll always be those that don't get involved, but there's always parents out there somewhere to help out with different clubs and activities. And so we are very blessed in Columbia yeah. with our parents.
If people want more information mm-hmm. about Teacher Appreciation mm-hmm. Week, what can they do? And you know what? If moms or dads are listening today, our grandmas and grandpas mm-hmm. are listening today, you might tell the kids that is Teacher Appreciation Week. And it'd be kind of mm-hmm. nice if they came up to the teacher mm-hmm. and said, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for what you're doing.
That'd be awesome.
Wouldn't that be nice?
That would be fabulous.
Okay. You remember like in Christmas Story, little Ralphie brought that great big...
huge basket, but he wanted an A on his essay, so, you know.
Okay. That's not. But what can people do if they want more information?
Well, they can just contact their school. If they have kids okay. in schools, just contact the school and find out maybe what's going on in their school.
All right. Jennifer Black-Cohn, thank you so much. And April Brown,
you
did a great
yes.
job.
Thanks.
You're both wonderful examples of teachers. You're wonderful. We're about out of time for today. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about national healthcare decision making, which is important, something all of us need to think about. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you have any suggestions or ideas about something you would like to hear on the air, drop me an email. I'd love to hear from you. pepperp@missouri.edu. And if you want to see these wonderful teachers and Kelly Smith, who's also a wonderful person, you can go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, Radio Friends, sign up for a free podcast or a vodcast. You can watch it. Bye-bye.